USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Democrats may not drop plans to have January's Capitol riot investigated. CNN reporting yesterday a number of House Democrats believe Speaker Nancy Pelosi will form a committee herself to investigate the riot. This coming after Senate Republicans yesterday blocked plans for a commission of five Democrats and five Republicans to find the origins of the riot. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer accusing the GOP of flip-flopping.
Senate Republicans for months publicly supported the idea of a commission. But now, all of a sudden, the Senate minority and the Senate minority leader waged a partisan filibuster against the bill.
He says Republicans are motivated by fear or fealty to former President Trump. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission would not have uncovered crucial new facts or promoted healing. President Biden's $6 trillion budget proposal for 2022 released yesterday. The top priorities: infrastructure, education, research, public health, paid family leave, and child care. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Two European researchers claim they have proof Chinese scientists invented the coronavirus. London's The Daily Mail reporting today on what it calls an explosive new study. A British professor and Norwegian scientist claim to have found unique fingerprints in COVID-19 samples they say could only have been manipulated in a lab. They also find Chinese scientists reverse-engineered versions of the virus as a cover-up to make it look like the virus occurred naturally. The paper to be published in the Quarterly Review of Biophysics Discovery. Also today, Vietnam announces it has discovered a new COVID variant, this one a hybrid of the UK and Indian variants. The new variant described as very dangerous and replicating very quickly. Meanwhile, President Biden says we're on track to reaching his goal of getting 70% of the U.S. population vaccinated by July 4th.
If we succeed, we can celebrate our independence from the virus together on the 4th of July as we celebrate our independence as a nation. And the future is only going to get brighter.
Biden saying yesterday our vaccination rate is now 62% and 10 states have reached the 70% threshold. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
An update on the gunman who killed nine people in a workplace shooting in California before taking his own life. Here's Wendy King.
The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office says the suspect in this week's mass shooting at a light rail yard in San Jose had a dozen guns and 20,000 rounds of ammunition at his home. According to police, he set his home on fire as he left for the shooting. On the morning, he opened fire at the San Jose Light Rail Yard, where he worked for 9 years. Sam Cassidy was scheduled to have a disciplinary hearing. Some of his co-workers had filed complaints that he had made racist comments. He also bragged in a threatening way to his co-workers about having firearms. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Memorial Day weekend tradition is back, and with fans, here's Tim Berg.
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway will only be at 40% capacity for this year's Indy 500, but it's still set to be the largest crowd for a single event of its kind during the pandemic. NBC's Mike Tirico says fans are thrilled to be back. He tells the story of one man in particular who's grown accustomed to attending every year, but had to get creative when COVID pumped the brakes on everything last year.
One guy didn't want his streak to end, so he went back and watched the prior year's race, thought he could see a tree that would look into the track. Went to the folks who own the house. He climbed up in their tree, and he was able to watch the race from there. So he kept his streak alive, and he'll be here back in his seats this year.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.